Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How are you feeling this morning? A little thick? Got some LBs hanging on you? I know when I woke up today, my pants felt a little bit tighter. I thought I had been doing good.
Oh.
Don't you hate those days when you're like, man, I've been doing pretty good. I've been eating healthy and da da da. And then I was like, when I went and put my pants on, I was like, man, he's a little tight.
Oh, no.
What the hell is going on? Well, they're saying if you want to start losing those LBs, just get those steps in each and every day. And they give you a number, 8,500 daily structured steps, they say. That'll help promote people keeping those pounds off long term.
Okay.
And pun intended, it's baby steps. They said start at 8,500 steps. Once you start feeling good about that, you can bump it up to 10,000 steps, 12,000 steps. It's essentially just getting you moving a little bit.
One foot in front of the other.
Literally one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing, though, is like walking is such good exercise. And I think people knock it because it's not like it doesn't take a lot of endurance. Pretty much everybody can do it. But it is so good for your mental health, your heart health, like all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got to go outside and walk. You can't just walk to the Cinnabon.
I mean, you could.
You could if it's a mile away.
It still counts as steps,
you know,
Jeremy.
How you get your steps in, though, is with sports.
Yay!
Yeah. What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, this is an exciting story about prom season. It is still prom season, and prom is looking a little bit different these days, especially thanks to one school last year. So a school in Georgia could not have their normal prom due to a pipe bursting a couple days before the event actually happened. So the school reached out to a local minor league baseball team and said, hey, we're in a bit of a pickle here. We need help, and we need to – there it is. Look at that. Take me out to the ball game. We need help. We don't have a venue for prom. And so this minor league team said – come to a baseball game. We will host you and have the prom king and queen out on the field. We can have them maybe even throw out the first pitch, and we can take pictures with them as well. And so they did that. And because of that happening last year, not only did they go back this year for senior prom, now schools all over the nation are kind of doing this. And instead of the average, you know, high school gym prom that people are going to, the Dodgers hosted senior prom this year. Many other baseball stadiums around the country also hosted senior prom. And I love this. I think this is such a unique experience for students instead of just going to the normal, you know, gym and stadium. I know Empower Field does this, but it's not during a game. They have events hosted there. But being able to actually attend an actual baseball game during this event, I think that's a really unique thing for a memorable thing for the students, right?
The Rockies need to do this.
The Rockies need to.
They need to get on board.
Unless you get hit by a ball at prom.
Okay, but that's memorable.
Still a story.
You get to keep the ball. If you're not knocked out, you'll remember it.
Not too shabby, for sure. There you go, guys. There's your sports report this morning. The new swimsuit models are here. The new swimsuit models are here. I guess this is still a thing. Sports Illustrated revealed their four swimsuit cover models yesterday. We got you Hillary Duff here. We got a little Tiffany Haddish. We got Alex Earl. And Nicole Williams English covers hit stores tomorrow, I believe. They say they are focusing and celebrating individuality. Use your words, Jared. From Tiffany's deeply human story rooted in joy and honesty, to Alex's evolution of access into influence, to Nicole's commitment to authentic growth, and Hillary's quiet reinvention marked by confidence, humor, and grace.
Beautiful.
Now look at my butt. Look
but
at my
really,
butt boobies.
Those stories really do ring true with each one of those ladies.
They really do. That's really heartfelt.
You know, especially, like, I love that Hillary Duff is included in it. And Tiffany Haddish, I thought she was kidding because she's a comedian and she tells, you know, she's got jokes. And so when I saw her story and it was her with the long hair and everything, I'm like, did she put herself on to make
she
a joke?
She did.
I didn't realize that she was on the cover.
Did.
Like, good for her, girl.
They
you
all
did
look
that.
Great. Whatever. Are we still okay with this being a thing?
Well, I mean, we're celebrating
is
this, it.
Is that
Absolutely.
What we're celebrating?
It's for us. It's not for you.
Oh, it's for us. Yeah.
I know it's for you too, but it's also for us. As much as you can take what you want for it from it, but it is also for us.
It's like, a big attaboy. You know, I hate to say attaboy for these ladies. It's an attagirl. It's an attagirl for these ladies to be on an iconic cover.
It is.
You know?
And I think like ladies can celebrate other women. Like I am like clapping for Hilary Duff.
Me too.
And Tiffany Haddish. And you know,
when
Alex
I look at that,
Earl
I see confidence, humor, and grace.
But all of them, I am like, it takes work to look like that.
Damn
like,
straight.
Even Alex Earl, as much as everybody's like, oh, she's so perfect, she probably doesn't have to do a thing.
she
talked
perfect.
About, but she said, like, Dancing with the Stars got her in tip-top shape
really?
For that cover. So she even had to work at that. And it just, you got to applaud effort because they put a lot of effort into that.
I am applauding
I know
all
you are.
Four of
I
them.
I know you
and
are.
And I am all about their confidence, humor, and grace.
Oh, yay.
And joy and honesty.
That's really nice of you, Jeremy. That's really nice of you. Both of you. I mean,
that's really
make
nice.
Us proud.
When I look at that stuff, I'm like, that is a lot of humor and grace right there.
A lot
sure
of it.
Is.
Boy,
sure
Alex Earl, man. She might be my new Sydney Sweeney.
It's overloading
though.
With humor and grace.
I mean, I might be bumping Sydney to the side here eventually.
Really?
For Alex Earl.
Oh.
I mean, she is.
She's really pretty.
She doesn't beat my first crush, though, of all time. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh.
He is going to be doing a stage musical. It is called Dare to Be Stupid, the Weird Al musical, an original story co-written by Al himself and featuring songs spanning his career. And I have been a fan of Al since the 80s.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that guy. One of my most special moments was being at a concert and he came up the aisle and stood on a chair right next to me. I got to gaze up at him.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then he was in town doing a meet and greet or something, and one of our promotions people got him to sign like one of his set lists to Jeremy, you know, Love Al or whatever, and I have it laminated at my house.
Yeah,
thank
you do.
Very much. There is a quote from him. He says, one thing people always say about Broadway is that it is severely lacking in Weird Al-based entertainment, and I think this musical should fix that problem immediately.
Oh.
I will be there. My booty will be in a seat for sure. And then I think I got one more thing for you, just because I love No Doubt so much.
I do, too.
So many stories coming out right now about No Doubt and their Las Vegas Sphere residency right now.
Are they good stories? Tell me the
They're
good stories.
They're fantastic stories.
Yes.
It is. Fans are treating it basically like a giant nostalgia event for people who grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s. The amount of social clips I've seen from opening weekend online...
Same.
The concert looks incredible.
It does. Like,
incredible.
That is
incredible.
One I would go to Las Vegas for. Like,
and the music is,
yeah.
I mean, come on. How can
I
you
grew
beat
up.
No Doubt? Same.
Tragic Kingdom is still in my, you know, repeat of running playlists. Like, I listen to that
yep.
album front to back, no skips. So
it was in my CD flip book in my
yeah.
car in
yes.
high school.
Yes, yes.
Little Gwen Stefani. So, anyway, I don't know how long she's out there. I don't know the deets on that, but, man, I might have to try to get out there and
yeah.
see that. We'll see.
That might be one I get out to as well.
What's going on locally?
Okay, so you remember we talked about that Harry Potter bar that was coming to town, and
yeah,
it was
yeah,
all
I was
going like
to go
Hogwarts and influenced, and it looked so neat. The candles floating.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It got shut the crap down.
What? Well, that was short lived.
Warner Brothers came in and said, "Not today, Hagrid." Like for real. So someone with a reservation was told it was quote too magical, and Warner Brothers asked
nice
the
spin.
Restaurant to take it down. So no trips to Hogwarts on the docket now.
Don't they have a marketing person that like...
Thank you.
Cross your T's, dot your I's.
Don't you think they figured this out before they made a big deal about opening a Harry Potter-themed
hey,
pop-up bar?
Did
like,
anyone check with Warner Brothers on
I know.
This?
And that,
like, it's fine. It's no big deal. We'll shut it down. We'll
fine.
Do a Star Wars one.
Exactly. Like, we'll go under the radar. We'll
It'll
just tell
fine.
All the local news stations and radio stations about it so they tell everybody about it. And Warner Brothers will never
yeah.
find out.
No big deal. This is no big deal. We'll just... do a Barbie one next
yeah,
or something. It'll be fine.
I know. It's a bummer, though. I know a lot of people were looking forward
well,
to this.
I was
this.
Excited for
and
it.
And not only that, they put a lot of work into it. If you look at
well,
the
yeah.
pictures, man, did it look real.
They
so,
had props and everything.
They did.
They had bands. dinners?
Themed food?
Themed food.
They went all out.
They hired a chef.
I am bummed that it is not going to be a thing. Hopefully they get to work something out to where they can bring it back in a smaller capacity or something. But
Doubt
as
it.
Of right now.
This is dead on arrival.
No.
This is
not
done.
Not happening. Another funny story. A lady tried to buy a car off TikTok and got scammed.
So was this
Shocker.
You?
Duh.
Was this you, Katie?
No, it wasn't me.
How many times have you been scammed online?
Was not me. Was never on TikTok. Never
just a
on
Temu.
TikTok.
Just Temu.
Just on Instagram.
Oh,
never
okay.
on TikTok. But Alicia, she's a 22-year-old nursing student from Florida, and she tried to buy a vehicle through Drive Cheap Cars USA off TikTok.
Seems legit.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Right there, red
Seems
flag.
Seems legit.
But I feel bad for her. Like, she wrote an email to a local news station here because she purchased this vehicle. They were like, we need you to pay these things. And when she paid those things, they stopped communication immediately.
I am shocked.
So this local news station did some digging of their own, and this online company didn't return their calls either. The reason they reached out to our local news company is because the address listed for this company is in Aurora, right? Right?
Uh-oh.
So they go to this address. It's just an apartment complex.
Of course.
They knock on the door and the lady's like, I have no idea what the hell you're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly. It's just not even a dealership. So it has been confirmed to not be a business. And they've had to come out
Again.
And say, though, like, this girl is not the only one who's fallen for it.
Question.
Yes.
Did she have the address of the supposed dealership off of TikTok?
I believe so. Yeah.
Is this the same marketing person for the Harry Potter game? Don't you just for a second go, I think I'm going to Google this address to see where it lands before I send thousands of dollars in cash to them.
Again, if you're not familiar with the area, maybe it pops up a little differently on your Google Maps. And I get it because she's a young person. She probably really needs this car. She's a nursing student, so money's probably tight.
Yeah.
So sometimes you believe things that are too good to
be true. Nursing students are generally pretty bright, though, I would think.
I know, but that's kind of what they were talking about red flags, because the Colorado Attorney General had to come out and say, hey, this is a scam. It's not only this person. It is that scammers are attaching themselves to dealership online and creating this fake profile. But there are a lot of things that you can look out for. Prices that seem too good to be true, obviously. And then if they demand payments through like a Venmo app, a Zelle
app,
you know, a gift cards, that's a good red flag. A lot
gift
of
gift cards. Wow. Just give us an OG gift card. We'll
so
be good.
Bad for
hey,
her.
Second question.
Man.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Honda, like a Honda Civic.
Yeah,
so,
reliable.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what she was hoping for. But so she got scammed out of quite a bit of money.
Poor girly.
Well, give me one more really quick. You got one more local
rattlesnake bite at Horsetooth Reservoir. Cody Niedert, he was hiking up in that area Sunday on Mother's Day with his two kids and his wife. And then after reaching the top, he was bit by a rattlesnake on the way down.
My wife and son were ahead of my daughter and I, and they went over him fine. And then my daughter went over him fine, and then he got me.
Oh, he sounds like Eeyore.
I know. Well, he's sad about getting bit by a
rattlesnake. Don't mind me, rattlesnake bite and all.
Yeah, and Cody suffers from ophidiophobia, which is a fear of snakes, like a deep fear of snakes.
What are the odds?
Of course, that's what he suffers
from. What are the odds?
And yeah, he was definitely tripping out, but they were in cell phone service, so that's fortunate, obviously. Called 911 immediately, and they have a whole video of the people getting the venom, bringing it up to him. They have pictures of him on the stretcher.
One of my worst fears is getting bit by a rattlesnake, being out in the middle of nowhere.
And they're saying,
and just dying on the ground.
We're going to reach 90 like a month quicker than we normally do here in Colorado.
Snake season.
They are out even earlier now. So just be aware. And again, they will be sunning on the rocks a lot of the time. So just be aware. If you're going to be out hiking, I'm out hiking all the time.
Bring a stick with you.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, thankfully Cody's fine. He is recovering, but be aware of those snakes out there.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High hype this morning. You're up to date on everything. You're in the know with JKJ here at Mix 100.